Hey folks, your OS reviews. You're watching our video first look and a quick review of the M8s Android TV box. This is the updated version of the extremely popular M8, which we saw about a year ago. This one runs on Android 4.4 KitKat, and it still sells for under 50 bucks on Amazon, which makes it extremely competitive, and offers the same hardware design as the original, so it's made out of plastic and has a illuminated blue triangle on the very bottom. In terms of specifications, it does support 4K videos if you load them up via a SD card. It also has a quad-core Cortex A9 processor, as well as a octa-core Mali 450 for the GPU, which is good enough to handle some intensive games as well. Otherwise, in terms of connectivity, you can see that there is also Bluetooth on board in addition to Wi-Fi, which allows you to connect peripherals like a keyboard, even a mouse, maybe a headset, which is quite useful, and it's a feature that a lot of these budget Android TV boxes seem to omit. Otherwise, it comes with quite a few accessories in the packaging, and we're going to take a closer look at that right now. So right on top here, we have access to the TV box. We'll take a closer look at that in a moment. Below here, we have access to a control, a remote control. We'll check that out as well. And there's also a AC power, so there is a proprietary charging brick that you can take with you when traveling. The cable length seems to be a little bit on the shorter side of the spectrum, but overall, not the biggest problem in the world. There's also a user manual that is pretty well documented, shows you how to set things up to load different content. The reason we love the original M8 so much was because of its versatility and support for a wide array of video codecs. The same thing can be found here. As you can see, it supports things such as Real HD, there's support for Dolby Digital for the audio, AVC HD, and it even does a pretty good job of displaying some 3D content. If you load up 3D videos, it plays back just fine. So certainly this is going to be a very flexible Android TV box that should just work no matter what video, what type of content you try to throw at it. So here is the actual M8s. You can see there is this shiny logo on the front. It's made out of plastic. The overall construction feels pretty good despite, again, that plastic build. It feels quite solid and reassuring. It doesn't really creak or cringe. And there is this nice contrast between a matte surface in the front and a very glossy material on the sides, which does attract a fair amount of fingerprints. Again, that triangle here also acts as the LED to notify you when the unit is powered on. On the back, you have access to all the ports, which include two USB 2.0 ports for connecting accessories. You can also use it to charge back content, plug in a thumb drive to load some movies or videos or photos onto the M8s. There's a full-size HDMI port, and also we have access to an Ethernet port if you don't want to use Wi-Fi. There's an AV port if you don't want to use HDMI. There's also an optical port for connecting it to a more professional stereo environment for sound, and finally you have that proprietary charging port. The very back features ventilation grills to prevent the unit from overheating, and there's also four rubber feet which prevent the M8s from sliding around when you place it on a surface or a desk. Overall, it has a pretty elegant and refined look, just like the original. So taking a look at the remote next, it isn't an air remote, so it doesn't support as many gestures. So unlike Gyration's more expensive models, you can't actually use this as a cursor to navigate your way through the menu. With that being said, the remote itself is full size, it feels quite comfortable, and the construction is also decent, despite the fact that the front, although it looks like a brushed aluminum, is basically just plastic. The back features a port for inserting two AAA batteries, and the batteries are not included in the box. Otherwise, you have dedicated controls for things like volume, for setup, Android keys, home keys, back keys, a five-way navigation toggle with an OK key, T9 style layout for the numbers, and also a power on-off switch. Overall, it works pretty well. It's a basic IR remote that needs to be connected and kind of facing the Android TV box to be working. So next, we're going to take a quick look at the user interface by plugging this into the... So this is what it looks like with the M8s fully booted up. There's actually two launchers that you can select from. We have the kind of simplified version of the launcher first. This is probably the interface that you want to use if you want to quickly navigate through videos and content. Just because it's not a touchscreen, you have to rely on the built-in remote or using a keyboard, of course, so it's not as easy to go through, and that's why they have these giant tiles, and using the arrow keys on the remote, it's fairly simple to go through and select the things that you want. So the first thing that you'll probably want to do is go through settings and connect to Wi-Fi, which we've already done here. You can also change things like display settings as well as other connectivity settings here as well. So going back home and exiting this part, again, we have those two launchers to select from. Let's take a quick look at the first bar here, online video. At the moment, online video is empty, but it allows you to customize this with other applications that you might want to download, such as Netflix or Hulu. Once you install those, you can then add them as shortcuts underneath this folder. So other things that we have here include things like your recommended, as well as local files. If you really have a particular movie or video that you want to share with family and friends, and always keep on the M8S's homepage. This is a good way to customize that experience. You can also clear the memory, so there's a bit of an kind of software to help you with that, add more shortcuts, and under My Apps, you have access to all your applications on here. There are a few preloaded kind of bloatware apps, but it's relatively clean, and you have access to things like a Facebook client, there's a file manager or a file browser, as well as the ability to install apps. There's a browser on here, which is the stock Android browser. Chrome is not pre-installed here. There's a calculator, a clock, gallery, as well as Kodi is built on here as well, in addition to Netflix, so you can directly launch into this and play back videos. There's also services, Google services, Miracast. So if your phone supports this function, it allows you to mirror content behind what's shown on your phone's display and what's going to be projected onto the television. So it essentially transforms your TV into a smart TV with the aid of the MAS Android TV box. There's also things on here such as playing back movies. There's a movie player, which is in 4K resolution. MX Player does about the same thing. And there's also Pandora, the full Google Play Store to install more apps. You have access to Office Suite for editing software on here. So if you connect this to a monitor and use it as a pseudo computer, it also works nice for those purposes. Quick shortcuts, as well as a Skype is on here, even though there isn't a built-in webcam, as well as torrent streaming, so you can actually directly stream content and save those on here. There's also access to Twitter, TuneIn, updates for softwares, Video Max, and also YouTube. So you do have quite a few preloaded video streaming services already onto the box. So that's a nice thing that you don't find on other Android TV boxes. There's a huge wealth and selection of pre-installed services, again, like Hulu, Kodi, Netflix, that you can directly just plug in and start playing videos. So if we want to exit out of this and take a quick look at some of the other things on here, I can go back home, and this time I'm going to select the other launcher interface, so the first one, and show you guys what's a little bit different on this version. So let's tap on this first one. So this one actually is a stock version of Android, so it allows you to populate this with widgets, and it might be a bit better, again, if you're using this as a computer as opposed to a TV box, because again, you only have this remote as opposed to a touchscreen. It makes accessing smaller icons a little bit harder to tap on and to press, and it's a bit more complex to also navigate because this isn't a smart Air remote. But otherwise, a pretty stock experience here. You have access to quick launch shortcuts to the Play Store, to the browser, to some video players, and then of course you have a more custom and traditional menu interface for going through all of your different settings. So just for a quick demonstration, we're going to try opening up, let's say, the YouTube player first and show you guys how that part works. I'm going to try and navigate to that app. Overall, it loads up in, I would say, a respectable amount of time. And of course, as far as the streaming video files, it does a pretty smooth job. You do have to sign in first, which is probably why it's preventing me from quickly looking at some trending videos here. But if we launch into, let's say, the browser first, we can also access the mobile version of YouTube there. We should be able to take a quick look at the web browsing capabilities. So we're going to bring up this virtual keyboard. So you have to kind of type letters one at a time using the cursor keys on the sides and navigate them left, right, up, and down, which is why I recommend plugging in a mouse as well as a keyboard just to make typing a lot faster. The same thing goes with any Android TV box that if you want to plan on purchasing, make sure you get those separate peripherals, because typing can become a hassle with just the bundled remote. At the end of the day, the MAS Android TV box is one of the most well-rounded smart TV boxes that we've checked out. Just because it's fairly inexpensive, but at the same time includes such a wealth of pre-installed video streaming apps, it's really rare to see. For instance, there are things like Kodi, as you can see here, in addition to YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, they're all pre-installed, so it saves you the time and hassle of having to install them yourself through the Play Store or sideloading them. So it really gives you a full experience without having to mess around too much. So it's going to be great for a lot of people out there who just want to plug this thing in and start using it. It's also fairly powerful, so if you're using it for doing a little bit of gaming, as well as productivity, like editing your Office documents, perhaps PowerPoint documents, it's great for those options as well. So it really is well-rounded and fits a wide array of applications. You can check out more details about the MAS Android TV box in our official written review, which has a bit more details about the performance and testing. But for now, this has been the video. Thanks for watching here at OS.